USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he'll cut federal funds to schools if they don't fully open in the fall. The president says other nations have reopened their schools with no problems, and now he's threatening to cut off federal funding to schools who don't reopen. The president didn't clarify what funding he was speaking of or under what authority. At the Education Department, Vice President Mike Pence said getting kids physically back in school is important.
For their mental health, for their well-being, for their physical health, for nutrition, we've got to get our kids back to school.
But in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says schools simply cannot accommodate all of their kids at once and still maintain social distancing. He says they'll be there part-time.
2 or 3 days in the classroom, in the school.
He says they'll have remote learning on the other days. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump held a ceremony in the Rose Garden where he signed a new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement.
We're taking this relationship to new heights and building a powerful economic and security partnership. Together we have addressed many of the most complex issues facing our two countries that really went unresolved for many years and frankly far too long. Should have been resolved long before I got here.
The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was in attendance. Canadian President Justin Trudeau did not attend, citing obligations to Parliament. A key witness in the president's impeachment hearings is now leaving. Kenny McCormick has details.
A statement from his lawyer said Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman always said his military career would be limited, but they say due to Vindman being thrust into the spotlight, there was a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation against him. His patriotism, they say, cost him his career.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
It's now official as the U.S. State Department has notified Congress about the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization. USA's John Clemens reports.
That official announcement was made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a briefing from Washington.
We are not going to underwrite an organization that has historically been incompetent and not performed its fundamental function. There's a real focus on the failures that took place around Wuhan and the World Health Organization's fundamental inability to perform its basic core mission of preventing a global pandemic spread.
Mr. Pompeo continued that the WHO got it wrong about SARS, Ebola, as well as the HIV/AIDS problem. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Brooks Brothers, the United States' oldest apparel company, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in Delaware. The retailer, which has been in business since 1818, said the move is intended to facilitate a sale and that it plans to secure $75 million from WHP Global. The company said they'll maintain operating online and reopen most businesses that were closed recently by COVID-19. There's more than 500 stores worldwide, and they said it had previously been planning to close 51 stores in North America. The bankruptcy follows similar moves recently by retailers Neiman Marcus and JCPenney. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy K.